Why did my parents name me the third, or after a dead dog in Texas? What could they have been thinking? In Texas, a long time ago, my grandfather, George Gordon Davenport Sr., who went by Gordon, being the oldest male at age 12, had to take care of his family. All of his siblings grew up to be rich lawyers and whatnot, and thanks to my grandfather, they named their first son George. When my grandpa had my dad, he named him George Davenport Jr., but he went by Beau, as did many of his cousins by coincidence. But as he grew older, my dad was forced to choose between being called George or Gordon. He chose Gordon, and my grandfather was honored because he thought his son wanted to be like him. But really, my dad just didn't want to be called Georgie Porgy.
Georgie Porgy, pudding pie, kissed the girls and made them cry. When the boys came out to play, Georgie Porgy ran away.
This poem scarred my dad, and when he had me, he wanted to give me my own name. So he decided to name me after my grandfather's dog, Bobo, who had died 2 weeks after my dad started taking care of him. But his cousin threatened to shoot my dad if he didn't name me George Gordon Davenport. My dad named me George Gordon Davenport III, but called me Bobo, and the name has stuck ever since.